Sagbi Traditional Council has given an ultimatum to Muslim youth who stormed the chief's palace and made away with property, including regalia, to return them by tomorrow. The ultimatum was given during a meeting between the council and commanding officer of the Southern Command of the Ghana Armed Forces, Brigadier General Martin Ahiaglu. Speaking on our current affairs program Behind the News, a member of the council and chief of B Abansi Togbi Ajima said, reaching a lasting peace can only be adhered to once the people bring back the regalia.
Yes, we actually made this complaint before the commanding officer that we have observed that our regalia has been stolen by the youth of the Zungu community during their incursion in Tobigan's house, and we demand that they return them by Friday to pave way for people safety. If that is what everybody wants, then if they return the regalia, we will be hopeful that we can get a lasting solution and peace within the Owe community.
And if they do not return them, what action are you taking after Friday?
In actual fact, I wouldn't want to prejudice anything. But since they are our brothers, we are very hopeful that they would return them for peace to prevail.
Have you spoken to the Muslim leaders or elders to find out how they can assist in getting you the items peacefully?
Ever since this happened, we have not been in direct contact with the Muslim community. It was only the national chief imam and his entourage that came to us yesterday. But as of yesterday, these missing items had not gotten to our notice. Yes, as of yesterday, it has not gotten to our notice that the regalia had been stolen. So we couldn't put it before the chief imam and his entourage. And since the army commander and his entourage were also on the same peace mission, we thought it wise to lay it before them, because they told us they would be meeting the Muslim community after meeting us.
And what assurances have they given you?
The commanding officer, that's the brigadier general, told us they will do their possible best to get to them and ensure that those items are returned to us.
Now, can you describe to us the kind of items that were taken away by the youth?
Yes, that is our state sword that symbolizes our authority of the Gbin state. And you know, Tobiga is the head of the Gbin community, and he keeps that symbol of authority. And other items belonging to the Tobigan's too.
Togbi Ajima said the council is disappointed with the way the police is conducting operations in the area.
We complained about that to the regional minister and his team yesterday, that we have seen that the police are taking sides right from the one that this incident happened, because the youth of Zungu went on rampage on Sunday and blocked the whole road, causing the traffic. So we expect that the police will be on the alert that anything at all, or they could repeat such an action on Monday, and they need to have stationed themselves at vantage point. And to our surprise, the boys of the Zungu youth went again on Monday, marched all the way from Zungu through the 21st Street to Tobigan's house. And if you look at the distance from the police station, Tobigan's house, and from Zungu to Tobigan's house, police could not move immediately to avert such occurrence. And we had information that as the Zungu youth were moving towards Tobigan's house, there were some police officers accosting them. And it was after they had gone to vandalize the properties in the house, set the cars ablaze, that they started giving warning shots. And if they had come to the scene to give warning shots, why couldn't they arrest any single culprit up to now that I'm talking? That they are not in fair to us. And our boys are being arrested every now and then. No provocation. Even today, two of our boys were arrested again by the police.
A member of the Gbin Traditional Council and chief of Gbin Abansi Togbi Ajima talking to Agatha Samoa. Meanwhile, the Volta Regional Minister Henry Ford Kamel says the establishment of the central command structure in Hohoe is to bring coordination between the military and police. He said this will improve security in the community. The command structure was established after RegSec undertook a security analysis of the area. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Kamel said the deployment of more security forces to the town is likely to end the crisis.
We have done some analysis of the security arrangement in Hohoe vis-a-vis certain emerging trends like violation of the curfew, intervention, and we realize that we will need to establish central command post to coordinate and monitor the operational activities of the security agencies. realize that this has a missing security arrangement. The police who are there seem to operate independently. The soldiers who are there seem to operate independently. We understand because these people have separate command structures. And so when you move them to an area and you do not establish a central command structure, you realize that they operate differently, and this goes to hamper a smooth operational efficiency of the forces that you have on the ground. So RecSec, after an analysis of the security arrangements in the place, realized that this is a missing gap and we need to remedy the situation. So we are calling for a central command structure. This structure will be based in Hawaii and will be responsible for harmonizing the operational activities of all the security agencies that are in Hawaii in respect of the crisis. And so they will coordinate the activities, they will do the monitoring, they will issue out instructions, and we believe that this arrangement will improve on the efficiency of the security interventions that we have put in place.
That was the Volta Regional Minister Henry Ford Kamel.